Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Vayakel Revi, the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Vayakel. The topic of our Aliyah is making the curtains. It runs for 12 psukim from Perek Lamed Vov, Pasuk Ches to Pasuk Yud Tes. Let's take a look at the basics of our Aliyah and then delve in for some deeper points to ponder. We now talk about the creation of the curtains of the Mishkan. We know that there are three layers of the curtains. We hear the materials are different colors of it. So the lowest one is called the Mishkan, and it is made of all the different beautiful colors which are woven together. There are 10 strips which are bonded together into two groups of five, and we know that each one is 28 amos long, 22 cubits long, and is 4 amos in width. And when you have five bonded to five, and then in the middle we have these beautiful blue loops, 50 loops along the one edge, 50 loops along the other edge, and these hooks would be of gold, putting together those two parts of the curtain. Then we hear about the next layer, and that is the Yirios Izim. This is the goat hair level. This is made of the second level, which is actually a little bit bigger. So it is 11 strips of 4 cubits, 4 amos wide, and they are a little longer. They are 30 amos stretching down, and we have 5 strips sewed together, 6 strips sewed together, and then joined in the center with these loops again. The difference over here is that we now have karsei nechoshes. We have copper joining hooks between these, and then we hear about the top layer, which is the oris alimim adamim. We hear about the rams, the dyed red rams cover, and the tachashim as well. So that's all we have over here. We discussed more details about this when we looked at this in Parashas Truma when we first heard about it, which actually leads us to one of the basic questions over here. And that is that it seems that when Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to do the Mishkan, we hear about the vessels, the kelim first. We hear about the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah. We then go on to hear about the curtains and the beams. But here we heard when the construction of the Mishkan is actually being done, when it is being orchestrated, it comes first from the outer structure, the curtains and beams, and then the inner containing vessels. Why is that? So the Gemara Brachos already notes this on Daf Nun Hey on Aleph. And the Gemara quotes Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it actually relates to the name of Bezalel, who was the head architect over here. What happened was that Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bezalel to make all the vessels and the Mishkan, and Moshe then reversed it and came and told Moshe said first the Aaron and the vessels. And Bezalel says, surely isn't the way that Hashem wanted it to be, to put the vessels after you have a house? Surely when you make a house, you make the house first, and then you put the instruments of the house into it. And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, wow, that in fact you must have been Bezalel, you must have been in the shadow of Hashem. You knew this in fact was what it was that Hashem wanted. He wanted it to be this way as well, which is very strange. Does that mean to say, where did you see that Hashem commanded the structure of the Mishkan first? You don't see it in the Torah. Number two is, is Moshe Rabbeinu changing things, God forbid? Moshe Rabbeinu exercising his free will in such a way? How does this work? What is going on over here? So there's a few different answers that are given. The Ababinel addresses this, and he says that the reason why it was initially given as the Kalim first was because the kelim, the vessels themselves, are symbolically what represents what the Mishkan is. Yes, there is a building around it, but when we think about the Mishkan, the symbols, the icons of what that Mishkan are in fact the kelim. And therefore, the emphasis, in a certain sense, starts with what is most important. In fact, the Ababinel goes so far as to say, that's the reason why there's so much repetition in Parshas Vayakel, almost word for word in all of these instances, where the reason being is, if this Gemara is true that Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel had this little disagreement over here, and in the order was shifted and Moshe Rabbeinu conceded to Bezalel, then maybe perhaps Bezalel made other changes as well, which is why the Torah goes to very specific detail to ensure that we understand that in fact no changes were made whatsoever. It describes every detail to show that everything was the same, barring the order in which it was constructed. That's the first perspective. The other is, which actually relates to this, and that is the Ramban. The Ramban talks about this, the notion of ideas versus action. Hashem is describing it, and Moshe Rabbeinu is conveying that idea initially in the realm of ideas. And in ideas, we start with the why first. We begin with why. And the center of that why is, these are the Kalim. This is how we serve the Almighty. This is the Aron where the Ados lives. This is the menorah which emits light. This is the Shulchan where the Lechem Aponim live on, expressing the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the way, here's a container. But practically speaking, we need to construct the house first. In the realm of action, which is the realm of, we'll call the lowest sphere, which is called Asiya, the world of doing, which is the world we're in, which is where Bezalel lives, that's where action comes first. Ideas start, but in the end of the day, actions need to be the first step in order for this to work out. And that's what is occurring. This is the reversal, the idea of moving from the realm of ideas into the realm of action. There's perhaps another perspective over here, which could be, is that maybe we're actually looking at the difference between pre and post chet, before and after the sin. Now, we usually adopt the idea that the Mishkan was a response to the chet ha'egel, to the sin of the golden calf. That's what Rashi understands. However, the Ramban says that no, in fact, the Mishkan was commanded before the chet ha'egel. Whichever way one looks at it, the notion of Mishkan could certainly still exist. What does that mean? That means to say that there's some notion of what the Mishkan could be which exists before the Chet HaEgel, and then there's the Mishkan which exists post the Chet HaEgel. Well, perhaps that actually explains the direction change in terms of the order. Perhaps it is that there is the Kalim. The Kalim, the vessels in the Mishkan, represents in a certain sense the idea of the Shekhinah, of the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu residing among the nation of Israel, Hashem coming down. But then the building is really, in a certain sense, the place where we come to Him. It's an expression of us moving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the focus before the Chet was Hashem coming down to us. That was why the Kalim were first. But the focus after the Chet HaEgel was us coming to Him. And that's why the building started at the beginning. Started from the outside, then the inside, where we met HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle. So three different ideas in terms of trying to understand why it is that the order shifts. And this is as the first place we see this shift that occurs in terms of the Mishkan coming before the Kalim. With this, we conclude the fourth Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.